This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Los Angeles Clippers are up 3-2 over the Golden State Warriors. They won last night on a big day for the team. Owner Donald Sterling has been banned from the NBA for life, and Commissioner Adam Silver is going to try to force him to sell the team. But it's not exactly going to be a fire sale here. A handful of very wealthy people have expressed interest already. The question is, how much are they going to have to pay? Sally Herships has that story.
To figure out how much a sports team is worth, first you have to know why buyers want to buy. There are the traditional reasons.
I mean, you can go back to the 19th century. People would buy baseball teams because they owned a tavern nearby and they wanted to sell their beer.
Michael Leeds is a sports economist at Temple University. He says nowadays, owners are more likely to buy shares in media networks. But payoff for ownership can come in different forms.
When you own a sports franchise, you join a very exclusive club. As George Steinbrenner once said, before I bought the Yankees, I was just some shipbuilder in Tampa.
Leed says there's a rush that comes with seeing your name in the paper, and some buyers are willing to pay a premium for that. Celebrities from David Geffen to Oprah Winfrey are reported to be interested in buying the LA Clippers, and all that buzz can drive prices up.
There is a huge cushion of unpredictability based on the interest this has generated.
Kevin Zanny is with Willamette Management Associates, an investment valuation firm. He says a good way to determine a franchise's value is to look at similar sales, like the recent deal for the LA Dodgers for $2 billion. Zanny says that's 8 times the team's revenue.
If you applied those same metrics to the Clippers, you would have a $1 billion sale.
Donald Sterling bought the team for only $12 million. Zanny says owning a sports team for the long term will mean the biggest score for investors. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.